Welcome to the ADI Leak Detection Podcast. I'm here with Dave from ADI Leak Detection, the UK's leading leak detection specialists, who's here to answer your questions and provide expert leak detection advice. Today's question is one we hear a lot from homeowners. Can acoustic detection actually pinpoint the exact location of a pressurized pipe leak on private land, or is it more of a rough guess?
It's a great question, and the honest answer is yes. Acoustic detection does pinpoint pressurized pipe leaks on private land with a high degree of accuracy. The key word there is pressurized. When water escapes through a breach in a pipe wall under mains pressure, it produces a distinctive sound signature, and our acoustic equipment is built specifically to detect that.
So the pressure is actually what makes the leak detectable in the first place.
Exactly. A pressurized supply pipe forces water out through even a tiny crack, and that escaping water vibrates the surrounding soil and pipe material. Those vibrations travel along the pipe and up through the ground. Our acoustic listening equipment picks up those vibrations at the surface, so we're hearing the leak rather than guessing at it.
Walk me through what that actually looks like when an ADI engineer turns up at someone's property. What are they doing?
We start by using a ground microphone, which we place directly on the surface above the suspected pipe root. The microphone is connected to amplification equipment that filters out background noise and isolates the specific frequency range that a pressurized water leak produces. We work along the pipe's path, taking readings at intervals. As we move closer to the leak, the signal strength increases. The point of strongest signal is directly above the fault. We're talking about pinpointing a location to within about half a metre in most residential cases, which means the homeowner's garden or driveway stays intact rather than being dug up across a wide area.
Half a metre is pretty precise. Does the type of ground above the pipe affect how well the equipment performs?
It does, yes. Concrete and tarmac actually transmit leak noise quite efficiently, which is helpful when a pipe runs under a driveway. Soft soil and thick lawn dampen vibrations a little more, so on those surfaces we might use a ground stake, which is a rod pushed directly into the ground to get closer to the source of the sound. Gravel is probably the trickiest because it scatters the signal, but we account for that.
What about pipe depth? Presumably a pipe buried 2 meters down behaves differently to one that's just below the surface.
Depth does affect signal strength, that's true. The deeper the pipe, the more the sound attenuates before it reaches the surface. Main supply pipes on private land in the UK are typically between 750 millimetres and a metre deep, which sits well within the effective range of acoustic equipment. Deeper pipes need more sensitive kit and a slower, more methodical sweep, but they're still detectable.
And what if the homeowner isn't sure exactly where their supply pipe runs? That must complicate things.
It does add a step, but it's a routine one. ADI engineers use pipe tracing equipment to establish the pipe route before the acoustic survey begins. We send a signal through the pipe and trace it at the surface so we know exactly where to concentrate the acoustic sweep. There's no benefit in surveying an area where there's no pipe.
Once you've identified the location acoustically, how confident are you before you tell a homeowner to dig?
We don't recommend excavation based on a single reading. ADI's engineers cross-reference the acoustic signal with the pipe trace data and, where the situation warrants it, we'll use a second method, such as tracer gas or thermal imaging, to confirm the location independently. That confirmation step is what separates a confident result from a best estimate.
That's really reassuring, the idea that you're not just going on one piece of evidence. Dave, last question. Is there a scenario where acoustic detection alone won't find a pressurized leak on private land?
Very low pressure is the main limiting factor. If the pressure in the supply is unusually low, perhaps because of a separate network issue, the leak noise weakens and acoustic detection becomes less reliable. We check supply pressure at the outset. If pressure is too low, we advise the homeowner to contact their water company to restore it before the survey proceeds, because the whole process depends on that pressure differential doing the work.
That makes complete sense. Dave, thanks so much. Really practical stuff. If you've got a suspicion of a hidden pipe leak on your property, ADI Leak Detection are among the foremost leak detection specialists in the UK, and acoustic detection is a precise, non-invasive place to start. We'll be back with another episode soon.